This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Inside Access here on a Thursday, and the Towson Tigers have a big game tonight. They host William & Mary at 7 o'clock, and joining us now to talk about the head coach of Towson Tigers, Pat Scarry. And Coach, thank you as always for joining us. We appreciate your time. So let's start here. You guys clinched the one seed in the conference. How important was that to you?
Yeah, it's huge. You know, it's only the second time we've won a CAA championship in school history. We were able to do it, you know, whatever, 3 years ago. And, you know, look, you're ultimately judged at, you know, what happens in the conference tournament. But it's a lot harder to be the best team for 4 months than it is for 3-4 days. So I'm proud of our guys. You know, we struggled early in the non-conference, and we've just played very well in league.
So how do you handle this final weekend, right? Obviously, you're facing William & Mary. They're still sort of scrapping for a position in the tournament. You got Hampton, who you close with, who looked like a totally different team to me the last 3 weeks than earlier in the season. Do you still go all out? Do you manage minutes? How do you kind of play it here, Coach?
Yeah, honestly, no. This is a Super Bowl opportunity tonight. You know, we get a chance to play a really good William & Mary team. And, you know, gives us a chance to get to 20 wins for the fourth straight year. That's never happened here. You know, chance to win the league outright. Told our guys the best conference record, I think, is all time is 16-2. So in position to still compete for that. And we've got to get better, right? And I think our guys, I mean, I know the stuff, you know, rest guys, all that stuff. This isn't the NBA. You know, we don't play 82 games. And, you know, they get to put on the costume 31 times a year, and then only guaranteed one in the postseason. So our guys want to play. The problem is William Mary's good, so we got to play well.
Coach, you mentioned the slow start in the non-conference, and you guys had a 6-game losing streak prior to winning 15 of your last 17 games. That includes a 12-game winning streak in the middle of that. And it's cliche, but some coaches say you learn more from losses than you learn from wins. What did you learn about your team during that 6-game losing streak before you went on this run?
Yeah, it was a lot going on. You know, bad coaching. We didn't play great. Tough teams. We had a lot of injuries, and the flu ran through us. We really didn't practice much. And then I think, you know, we were able to stop practicing again. And, you know, we've got really good guys. We've got experience, and we've got some talent. And we needed a little bit of belief. And we kind of stole a game to start the conference down at Wilmington, who's a terrific team. And I think that kind of helped get us going.
Well, Tim referenced the 12-game winning streak, and that's pretty obviously super impressive, and nothing lasts forever. You lose one at Elon. Is there a part of you, as a coach looking big picture, that's like, Maybe it is for the best. We don't go into the conference tournament on this magic carpet ride where all we've done is win. Those two guards, the Simpkins brothers, kind of going off like they did, as well as you guys played defense. I'm sure that was maybe a shock to the system. Could you have used that learning lesson in the big picture?
I'll tell you next weekend. We weren't happy about it. We just, we didn't play great. A lot of that had to do with Elon. We were up with 3 minutes to go, and normally we've closed those games. I think sometimes it's as coaches or fans, right? It's a little bit disingenuous to not give credit to the other team. You know, they had a good game plan. They made some plays. They got good players. But did we learn anything? I mean, I liked how we bounced back. But we'd rather keep winning. You know, I think our guys felt that way too. But it's not that easy to do when you're playing good teams, and you see it all over the country, right? Road games are hard to get. I mean, look at that game last night. Michigan State stealing that thing, right? I mean, it's tough to get those. We're 7-2 on the road in conference, that says a lot about the toughness of our group.
We're speaking to Towson men's basketball head coach Pat Scarry. It's Inside Access on the Fan. Coach, we know that your team's calling card is defense, but Dylan Williamson, he's shooting over 40% from three. He's got 11 straight games of double-digit scoring. What have you seen from him in this stretch?
Well, he puts the work in. He's talented, he's confident, and he's really developed a good all-around floor game. I told him this a couple days ago as I watched a couple of games from last year as we're playing these opponents, and I'm just amazed how much better a shooter he is. And you want guys like him that put in the work to trust their work and not be afraid to take big shots.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Well, Coach, that young man wasn't even in some of your starting fives. Some of the games I went to earlier in the year, you have a lot of interchangeable parts. How fun is it for you to coach this team and the different ways you can match up, and again, the kind of team defense you play, and the fact you don't turn the ball over much, like you've got some fundamental hallmarks there, but it seems to me you've got some interesting pieces you can play around with based on the opponent and situation.
Yeah, we've got 10 guys, and we can play them all. A couple of them I'm not playing enough, but they've been good soldiers. Dylan, it was just like a 4 or 5 game stretch. I brought him off the bench because he didn't play great. I don't know if that was good coaching. I just was trying to get him going, and he responded. I do think guys like Tark, who's played at an all-league level, he's accepted coming off the bench and is a easy choice of sixth man of the year. Him and guys like Lowry, those guys have really accepted for the good of the group. And you don't take that for granted in this day and age, right? Guys have been all about winning. We try to preach that. When you win, everybody gains. But sometimes that's easier said than actually getting guys to buy into it.
Coach, the first time I became aware of Tyler Tejada, I think I asked our friend Coach Patsos a question about maybe economic relations with Western Europe, and somehow Tyler Tejada's name came up by the end of it, because as well as we do, that Jimmy sort of moves in and out about topics. But alas, he came on our radar. Man, that kid can play. For people that aren't aware of him, tell the people about what Tyler Tejada's given you.
Yeah, first, you're right. Jimmy's like a balloon, right? You let it go, you don't know where it's going. But it's all good. Yeah, look, Tyler's gifted. He's 6'9", and he can really put the ball in the basket, and he lives it. He comes from a great family, especially his mom, Jennifer, and they've allowed us to coach him, but this guy puts in the work. I mean, he's cut his body fat in half. He's really improved defensively. He studies film. He works like a guy that wants to make a living playing basketball, and I believe he's got an opportunity to do that for a long time.
Coach, a lot of us follow sort of the bigger conferences, right? And you're used to, are they going to get 8 bids, 10 bids, 11 bids, whatever? And you kind of alluded to this earlier, but the fact that you guys have put together a historic season, and it's all going to come down to a couple nights in Washington, D.C. a week from now. And you've been living that life for a long time, and so have some of these young men. But, like, what is that sort of like where you know that, like, the margins are incredibly slim, and as good as this conference is and as many teams that I watch in the CAA that I'm like, they could beat the 8th or 10th best team in the Big Ten on a neutral site court. It's only going to be one.
Yeah, look at the the game is rigged, right? A little bit. I mean, if you look at the top of our league, if we were given the opportunities to play some of those teams, we'd beat them. The reason we're not given those opportunities is those teams are pretty smart too, so they're not going to play us. The flip side is that's where March Madness starts, right? And that's what we all signed up for. Like I said initially, it's harder to be the best team for 4 months than it is for 3-4 days. But I understand what you're judged by. It's also, though, we tell our group we're going to put everything we can into it and to win the regular season title. And after that, we're going to try to put a game plan together and hopefully have great success in Washington, D.C. You'll argue with a buddy or something like that. And, it's great when some team has won 8 games and then they win 4 games in 4 days, right? And everyone talks about it. But I would assume the people I work for and the university I represent don't want us to win 8 games every year and then just win 3 games. The goal is to win every game on the schedule, right? Yeah. And win a league title, win a conference tournament title, and try to keep it going from there. So that's all we can really control. I have great belief and confidence in this group, but I think our group also really respects some of our opponents, and our league is back up. It's climbed 3 or 4 spots in KenPom this year, and there's been some coaching changes in our league, and those guys have quickly come in and made those programs more competitive. We're going to see 2 of them this week.
Yep.
Coach, before we let you go, you brought up the Maryland game last night. We were all there broadcasting from Maryland, kind of a gut punch loss for the Terps. As a coach, I was driving home thinking, well, this game could help them in March. That's easy for me to say. As a coach, are there positives to take away from that game if you're Maryland?
Kevin Will is obviously a terrific coach. I'm sure when he goes back and watches film, there's a lot of things they probably like playing against a potential Final Four team in Michigan State. But I think, like any of us, those are the losses you remember forever. I remember more of those than I do wins, the good wins I've had. Those things haunt you forever. But it's part of the deal when you sign up for it at this level. But they're having a heck of a year, and he's done a fabulous job down there.
Coach Pat Scarry, thank you. Tigers play tonight against William & Mary. As Aerosmith says, we'll continue to dream on and hopefully get this CAA tournament as well.
Appreciate you guys having me on. Go Tigers.
We'll be there. I'll be there with my little guy, Coach. We'll be rooting you on. Say hi to Doc for us.
Take care. Thanks.
Hey, coming up next, we get back to the Terps. Gut punch loss last night against Michigan State. We'll ask the question, any positives you can take out of that game? That's next here on The Fan.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.